Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. This is February the 19th, 2018. This is our time together, the wisdom, on Tapping on Wisdom. First of all, before we get started, I want to give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this beautiful platform, to Google, and I'd like to thank God for all my listening audience. Please share with family, friends, and acquaintances and loved ones. As well, I'd like to thank, I'm just grateful for today. But first, before we get started, I'd like to do a prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to thank you, thanks and praise for life, life more abundantly. Dear Jesus, there's so much pain in this world. We ask you to heal all the broken heart people around the world. And we know the folks who are the terrible, wicked incident that took place last week at the floor of the school. Dear Jesus, we send our prayers out to their family. We send our prayers to their family, to their community. Dear Jesus, only you can comfort them. Only you know the words to say. Only you can wrap your arms around them. You know, we as humans, we lost for words. It's a way. Devastating thing that took place in my heart. Truly go out to the families. We ask everybody who listens to keep the family in prayer. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, as well as other loved ones and folks around this world, in this country in particular, who have lost people due to violence in the street. Violence coming to our classrooms, that where boys and girls are supposed to go and learn and be active learners, and teachers giving their service of teaching children, young teenagers, young adults. God, we lift them each in prayer, and we pray that for those who are no longer here, that they are resting in your dead, in your presence, God. I pray justice for the family. Justice for the family. In your holy name, Jesus, this is my prayer. And those who are giving, thanks for giving the best you can give. And we ask for the predators around the globe, like the predator on things like this. We ask you to rebuke and remove them from the situation, dear Jesus. Weeks, months, and years are going to be hard for them, but our hearts go out to them. I got a tablet today, going to be on wisdom. Again, the prayer go out to the Parkland School in Florida. Our prayers go out to them. To every single one of those individuals who lost their lives. So we know in their names, you can shout their names out and remember of each one of them. Let's see if I can pull the names out. Do that in Psalms 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. To everyone that believes. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And nothing separates from the love of God, not even. For I'm sure neither death can separate us from the love of God. 1 John 3:18, my little children, there is not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. My little children, there is not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let us show each other love. So I'm going to pull up the names of the people. And this is like, they give the name, guy named Scott Beigel, B-E-I-G-L. A-L-Y-S-S-A-I-H-A-D-E-F-F. If I misspell your word, please forgive me. Martin DeQua, D-E-Q-U-E, and Quado, A-N-G-U-I-A-N-O. Nicholas DeWalt, D-W-O-R-E-T. Aaron Fees, F-E-I-S. Jamie Guttenberg, G-A-I-M-E-G-U-T-T-E-N-D-E-R-G. Luke Holler, H-O-Y-E-R. Carl Lohan, C-A-R-A-L-O-U-G-H-R-A-N. These are precious young people. 14 years of age. Make no sense. Gina, G-I-N-A. Montalto, M-O-N-T-A-L-T-O. Jaquan, J-O-A-Q-U-I-N. Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R. Elena Petty, A-L-A-I-N-A-P-E-T-T-Y. Melanie Polak, M-E-A-D-O-W-P-O-L-L-A-C-K. Helen Ramsay, H-E-L-E-N-A-R-A-M-S-A-Y. Alex Schatz. A-L-E-X-S-C-H-A-C-H-T-E-R. Carmen Shatruk, C-R-M-E-N S-C-H-E-N-T-R-U-P. Peter Wang, P-E-T-R W-A-N-G. These are the victims of the terrible shooting and a heart do truly go out to each and every one of them. If we're missing the album, just going from the list they have here. Just saying. Oh, Christopher Hicks, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, H-I-X-O-N. These people didn't have a chance. So please keep the family in prayer. Keep them in prayer. This is not a time that people think it's a storyline. Some people got killed. So I ask the reporters, as y'all talk about what happened, be respectful of the family who lost loved ones. This is not trying to be a headline. It's not trying to be, oh, whatever y'all put in. If y'all tried to tell a story, it was tragedy that took place, it was wickedness that took place last week. So please, wisdom and cautious. How we act as we share, as y'all share information, as you approach the person, as you talk to the individual. Because it's right, right important that we do everything in decency and order. Like I say, wisdom is powerful. Wisdom helps you operate, helps you think things through. Wisdom is something that you meditate and pray on and also fast about to get the answer, to carry out something, to make the right decision in everything we do. So as we talk about wisdom, talk to your boys and girls about wisdom. This wisdom. You know, it's just, I've asked the law enforcement and stuff like that. When you hear stuff, I'm going to just talk about this particular surgery right now. When you're going out and you're getting warnings about somebody threatening somebody, killing animals, this is what I heard on the news, showing off weapons. And even though maybe it's legal to have weapons, still showing it off to make somebody like, what's going on? You know, not having gone to a psychiatrist or had not been going to a psychiatrist for a year, not taking the medication, it's a good sign. Children in school is afraid of them. Teachers complain about them. And then y'all don't do nothing. Because he had not done nothing yet. But now he took 17 miles. So y'all have to take part of that burden, because people was crying out, according to the news reporters, from his adopted mother to people in the community. And he gets so many people complaining or crying out, and they was not listened to. They was not heard. That happened too much. So I say, politicians, shut the nonsense. Y'all, people look at y'all for wisdom. Y'all don't have any. We have to realize that. I hope we're not fit to be in one and only Jesus, because y'all don't have no wisdom. If you had wisdom, you wouldn't say, Ron, that we don't want a knee-jerking reaction as far as gun control laws. And people refuse to want, too many of them who have weapons still want, still think people should have weapons. And people got killed by it. They may even lost their ones. But they so done hold on keeping their weapons. First it was the Auburn back in the day. People had weapons, but make sure they had the proper safety for the weapon. The weapon, the bullets is not with, ammunition is not with the weapon. And so if that's the case, then they had to do that. But then you had the key, and you got to put it on, and they're supposed to be separate. Which made no sense, because they put it together. If they have it for worrying about somebody breaking in the house, man, they got to go in a different room to get whatever they had. And usually in those cases, over the years, you hear about it. But then you don't hear about it as much now, because I believe it's still going on, but it's been quiet. And it's simply because people, loved ones got killed, or neighbors got killed. Accidentally, because a child got a hand of the gun and they want to see how it's going to work, or you think somebody break in the house and it's your dog or daytime or whatever it may be, you ain't expecting nobody to come in, and the loved one, and they get blown away, but y'all still want your weapons. The other thing is, we use it for, you know, we go out, you go to the range, and you go to the range, you need to get one, you can rent one and shoot at the range. Colorful target, not people, animals. But no, y'all want to even go out and y'all want to use it to kill deers and stuff like that as a hobby, as a living creature. Y'all have no respect for life, not for human life, no life. I don't see nobody running around shooting rats, but y'all shoot a living, breathing creature like a deer or a human being. So we have to be mindful of these things. We have to use wisdom. And the wisdom is we need, it must be a crying out serious gun control laws, meaning nobody should have a gun. Be honest with you, if police do their job right, they shouldn't need no weapon. And they shouldn't need no weapon as used by the young man last week. Why would you need that kind of, if it's something for the armed forces, that's because you're at war. You're probably at war in your own city and state. And the war is here because y'all put the war here by allowing weapons to be in anybody's hand, regardless if they had psychological problems. He wasn't saying that he had psychological problems. Everybody don't have psychological problems. Some people just downright wicked. And then in the city, they killed one another. They didn't unlegal weapons in the city. They ain't going to purchase the weapon. That means y'all dropped the weapons off in the city. And then y'all probably said, well, they were illegal at the weapon house. If y'all collect the weapon off the street, did y'all put it back on the street? How'd they get legal weapons? How'd they no trace of the weapons? Or you go to a place to get a weapon, how'd you get a weapon to Walmart and say you want a weapon and purchase one? Then they run back on check. And then you don't even do a background check, you couldn't get on the job. They're checking everything for a background check. They check everything for a job background. Had nothing to do with the job, but y'all want everything from a person. So if the blood is on y'all politician hands, truly is. It's on y'all people hands who heard the cries, but y'all didn't, y'all law enforcement, y'all didn't take a heed. Y'all have power that everyday people don't have. All we can do is say something. But y'all got laws and stuff to shut us down. But y'all the ones to make law, or part of the law, or y'all the judges, or whatever. Y'all need to really consider changing it. Another concern I have, everything is a planning moment. If this has been all planned out, so y'all can have chaos, so you can have martial law. You know, those type of things to make everybody feel you have martial law. But it's something seriously need to be done. Seriously need to be done. And talking about children going back to school, or they got to get back in school like nothing happened. Something seriously happened. Lives been taken. Precious lives been taken. Whether the football coach or a student in the classroom, they are precious lives. Someone loved one. They first of all, they God loved one. They belong to God. No one has the right to put somebody's child in danger by allowing weapons on our streets. Freely given. This a weapon. Weapon before. Because again, 9 or 10, somebody going to, an innocent person going to get hurt. And 17 people got hurt last week. And they're just the ones who give us murder. Not counting the ones who are hospitals are fighting for their lives. Not counting the ones whose lives have been changed for witnessing it, hearing it, being involved, the family members, loved ones, family, sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, aunts and cousins, grandparents. Don't have their loved one no more. You know. It doesn't surprise me in the sense of how people value children. Because for years, when I was little, I never could figure out why when you go to a grocery store, almost any store, they have children food, baby food, near pet food. And with that, you also have insect control right there in their baby food. Why everybody else's food is in the safe paper? Why is baby food near toxin? And babies and animals are two different things. Children are not your animal. Animals are not your children. Stop it. They are precious individuals. So I'm crying out and praying for peace. I'm praying for justice for each one of those 17 lives and their family and the other ones who got killed over the years through this violence and school violence in the streets. Violence, period. You need to stop. You want to make these streets safe? Senators and congressmen and women and the President of the United States. Don't wake another meeting today. Put in place. You want all gunshots to shut down. They don't need it. Y'all get your weapons for the military, from wherever you have. You can get it from the manufacturing and delivery. Wherever you got to get the weapon for the police force to have it, or security officers got to have it. That's it. Everybody not need a weapon. I don't care what kind of profession they have. We need to shut it down. And y'all need to get rid of y'all weapons, too. Because we don't need to be sitting duck for y'all either. But we need to operate in love. That's what you need to do. You want peace on this earth? You want peace in the United States of America? Take the freaking weapons off the streets. By shutting down every gunshot. Everybody take a deep breath. And release. You know, become a pledge to the flag, United States of America. That's why we take the knee to the flag. Because you have no respect for Black Lives Matter. You have no respect for children's lives, no matter what race they are. You have no respect for different cultures and different groups. That's why we take the flag. We take the flag because you still think the Constitution is the word of God, and it's not. Say the former fathers had the weapons or certain type of weapons they had that time. Still, it was ambushing Native Americans, ambushing African Americans, ambushing people they just didn't like. It's ridiculous. They're not the Father God. So the Constitution need to be changed, need to be stripped. That's like in Baltimore City, the police force, and any city police force is not up to par with anybody not doing their job. Anybody, any criminal activity taking place in any police force need to be stripped and investigate and get the right people in there. Then it may mean some of the ones who are officers now, they rehire, they've been truly excellent officers, but the bad guys need to go. And y'all who work around know who the bad ones are. True bad, not a bad, bad one, somebody trying to make somebody bad, but truly are. If they are a racist person and you know they're racist, you working with them, I don't care if they are your race, you tell them. They, no, you ain't going to stand for it. If you're supposed to not be a racist, don't stand for racism. If your brother is a racist, stay away from him. Rebuke him. Your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, your nephew, I'm sorry, whoever they are, in the White House, rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Now, people with mental illness do need some help. But a lot of people with mental illness do not go out and kill people. Wicked people kill people. People who are trying to prove something want to say they can take a lie. The young guy said he wants to be the number one assassin, so many words. That's not a mental step. That's a downright wicked person. It's good and evil in this world, and he chose evil. We got to recognize that. From the beginning of time, it was evilness. Cain killed Abel. Let's not forget that. It's just point blank wickedness. We all fall short of the glory of God. That's true. Some decide they want to do the will of the Father, do their best to live according to the will of God, at some return. They ain't going to live for him no matter what. They'd rather live for the devil. And there's some who just don't believe anything. Gets this good work to do, but they don't, but their good work is not good enough because they still think, hey, it's okay. I can try my weapon because I'm going to go out there and kill a deer. I'm not killing a human being. Talk of practice for what? It's time for us. People say, it's time we need to have this conversation. This conversation's been going on since the time I've been living on this earth in different forms. And same conversation I had about race, and we got to have this conversation. It's the same old la-di-la-di, same old crap year after year, week after week, month after month, day after day, sucker, sucker. It's time for politics to be changed. Supreme Court, you don't have to wait for nothing. You're the biggest court in the land. You should be able to make policy to override the president. Because most of the time, y'all do that stuff to override the president. So do something. Do something. Just do something. Again, this is Kim Williams of the Love Truth, the Love Truth Show. I pray everybody, as best you can, it's a hard thing going on. My heart is really touched by those people, the young men and women. I can say hold on, call your strength up. Let's say have a blessed day. Still have a blessed day. But, best you can, but sad day. It wasn't a blessed day last year when the people got killed. It was not a blessed day. It was a cursed day. So I pray healing to be a blessed day for us. I pray your strength. I pray your healing. I pray for every mother and father who lost a child. Do violence. Families who lost a loved one to violence. Or loved one got seriously injured and they were still alive but they're fighting for their life. Or they're still fighting, they may be in a wheelchair. You have a niece who's in a wheelchair. Because somebody decides, because somebody don't want no more, they want to take their life. And she's not here. If she's here, he took his life, but he tried to try his best to take her life. But she's in the wheelchair, and we still believe she's going to walk again. So I let those people out who had to deal with domestic violence. Also, young lady up in Virginia, but taken away from her twin sister because somebody decided they want to take her life. I pray for all people who lost a loved one due to violence, due to absolute violence, absolutely wickedness. I rebuke the devil and all his attacks. So, when you check girl, you have a day of thinking, a day of wisdom, a day of remembering people, a day of putting things in action. How are we going to make our lives better? How are we going to make the society better? How are we going to allow our sons and daughters, boys and girls, and brothers, and nothing, have a safe day? Got it. Safe day in school. We have to lift everybody up in prayer. Everybody up in prayer. It's like, again, a sad week, thinking about the young people. We have to make a change for them. It's not time for them to go back to school. That school person need to be shut down like it did the other school a couple of years ago and be torn down and make a memorial for them and just change it. They cannot go back to that same school. And really, personally, that school should be out for them for quite a while because they need healing. They need to see psychiatrists. There's no way they can go back to their regular routine. And no one shouldn't respect it, as well as the loved ones, mother and foster and brothers and nephews, aunts and cousins. Guardians of these young folks, husbands and wives. It's a serious matter. We have to consider that. So, have a blessed day, best I can. Keep your family close. Watch out for anybody who seems like they ain't together and they're here. Watch out for any kind of crazy looking bags. You know, they're going somewhere where they're near a duffel bag or crazy looking bag, a bag you can see and a bag you can't. Just be careful, be mindful. Again, this is the Love Truth Show. Y'all take care of yourself in Jesus' holy, holy, righteous name. Take care till next time, every Monday, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Join me on Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow is Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do prayer for the children. Mondays is talking about wisdom. He's a half an hour show, and that's 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take care. You can go to www.lovetruthministry.com, www.lovetruthministry.com, and put an HTTPS semicolon or colon //, and you can get to me and see more other things that I'm a part of. And you also can go and give to Love Truth, and we give to things. Our goal is to give to things, and take us to have money to be able to give. And you can see some of the things that give. And you also, they got a fund on GoFundMe for the young people down there. I don't know what they got for what they call it, but you can pour it up on GoFundMe about for the young people down in Florida, for the school victims, and to help them be able to help these families go on, because they're going to need help. They rent, they get their rent, their mortgage, their food. They're going to be quite wild, medical help. You know, they're going to need help for my long time. So we're asking y'all to pitch in Jesus' name. Take care.